It's time to enter the world of real estate in Oahu with Hawaii's only true real estate radio show, the Team Lally Real Estate Show. Grab a pen and get ready to take notes. For the next full hour, Hawaii's premier real estate leader, Adrienne Lally, and Attilio Leonardi will bring you the latest in real estate news and real-world strategies on how they can guarantee to sell your home at a price and deadline you agree to, or they'll buy it. Now, here are your hosts, Adrienne and Attilio.
Welcome to the Team Lally Real Estate Show, home of the Guaranteed Sold program, or we'll buy it. If you have any questions, you can reach us at 799-9596. What's that number again? 799-9596. Or, hey, maybe you're one of those introverts. You don't want to talk to us. You just want to check us out, kind of like stalk us from a distance. Go to our website. That's teamlally.com. That's L-A-L-L-Y, teamlally.com. Okay, folks, well, if you're an avid listener and you've been listening to our show pretty regularly, you notice something different. Usually Adrienne does the intro. She's out taking care of our kids. You know, number one priority is not this radio show. As parents, it's our children. So she's doing that. And I'm sure you can appreciate that. But you've had Adrienne on the show by herself. You've had me on the show by ourselves. So as we say in show business, the show must go on. So here we are. This is that part of the show where it's where we bring art into your lives. And I know for you regular listeners, you know what that acronym means. Yes, it's an acronym. ART stands for Attilio's Random Thoughts. But as I've stated before, with my disclaimer, a lot of the times the thoughts that I do think bring to the to our listeners, are not necessarily random. These are, you know, I do a lot of studying, listening to podcasts. I'm always looking for ways to do two things: improve myself, and or bring improvement or to the people and or businesses that I'm involved with. And some of them can be in just a simple way. Like if I was just met you real briefly and we had an encounter for a couple of minutes, my objective, just as you are listening to the show, is that you're going to come away with something you didn't know and hopefully utilize in your life to, you know, make your life better. Okay, so I haven't mentioned this in a while, and I wanted to bring it to the forefront of our attention because it is something that that we're hearing a lot about. We're seeing it on the social media, and you're like, Attilio, get to it already. Okay, I will. Mauna Kea. And the reason why I want to talk about Mauna Kea, I did go and visit a couple of months ago back in August, and went with my three sisters. And I want to share with you what I learned from my visit to Mauna Kea. Now, quick, when everybody's listening, I'm almost going to read your thoughts and say, you know, there's going to be the people like, right on, those are the supporters of Mauna Kea. And there's going to be the people that are going to be like, no, boo, I want the telescope, TMT, right? 30-meter telescope built up there. And so I want to give you my perspective. And full disclaimer, yeah, I am Hawaiian. There is a Hawaiian in the house. I live Hawaiian homes. When you come ring my doorbell, the doorbell goes like this. Hawaiian. Yeah, that's what happens when you come ring my doorbell. I got my flags in front of my house. So full disclaimer, I almost kind of want to say, like, Leah's our producer in the studio. So they always play that thing in the beginning. It's like, the opinions of the blah, blah, blah radio show are not necessarily the opinions of the radio station and yada, yada. So, it's kind of like it's the same thing, right? It's our radio show. These are our opinions. And so here's what I want to tell you about Mauna Kea. Mauna Kea, obviously, if you people are like, what is Mauna Kea? I mean, if you live on Hawaii or you live on Oahu and you haven't seen all the trucks with all the flags, Hawaiian flags and the Kanaka Maoli flag. I call it, for you people non-Hawaiians and you don't know what that flag is, it's the one that got the reggae colors, that flag. With the cross on the, it has a kahili bears or the weapons crossed on it or the kahili on it. But that was King Kamehameha, well, you know, give you guys some context. That was King Kamehameha's, supposedly in history, his flag that he had at one time when he united the Hawaiian Islands. And then the state of Hawaii flag with its Union Jack, because people say, hey, it looks like a British flag. A little bit history on that. The Union Jack that's up in the part where in the American flag, we would have the blue field with the white stars. That's actually a nod to Britain because they were very, the royalty back in the day had a really good relationship with the Queen and King of England at that time and all the royalty. It was kind of like you know, the ultimate fraternity and sorority of the world, because that was the royalty at that time, and they all knew each other, traveled and visited with each other, honored each other. And so that's the history of the flag. And now the next one to kind of build this up to what I want to share with you is, why is all these Hawaiians, you know, driving around with the flag in the upside down position? It's not like, hey, and it's your perspective, right? There's my reality, your reality. People say it's disrespectful. But I will tell you, it comes from maritime history and or culture, is that when a ship is in distress, it flies the flag or whatever its colors are up in the upside down position to communicate with people in the distance that we are in distress and we are in trouble and we're requesting help. So that's my interpretation on my radio show of what that upside down Hawaiian flag means. And a lot of Hawaiians would agree with me, and non-Hawaiians, is that what they're saying is that we as Native Hawaiians in our modern day culture are saying we are in distress and we need help. And so, you know, I didn't know all of this prior to going to Mauna Kea. So I did the research, and I would challenge you. There is a 6-part podcast on the, it's called Hawaii Shorts. And it's called Offshore. Offshore, and it's put together by a nonprofit called Civil Beat. They've got a 6-part episode that goes over the details, and it's pretty unbiased because it goes over the TMT aspect of Mauna Kea as well as the Mauna Kea aspect of it. So I highly recommend you go listen to it. My point being, if there's something out there that's creating a dichotomy between for and against, go do the research before you really have a solid opinion on it. Speaking about people whose opinions I greatly respect and the individual themselves, we got Duke with Hawaii Pacific Property Management on the line. Hey, Duke. Hello, Duke. Hello, Duke. Duke. You know what? We got some gremlins working on this situation for me to have a conversation with Duke, but this is here. I'll do my Duke impression. Hey, Attilio, here's what I got for you this week. Make sure that you use a professional property manager. And if Duke were on the line, this is what he would be telling me. A lot of times, well, a couple different situations that you find when people do property management is that they'll do it by themselves. So we call those for rent by owners, or FRBOs. And then there are other people that have agents do property management. By the way, don't quote me on this, double check the law, but here's my understanding of it. You can manage your own properties, and you can manage multiple properties for one owner, but you cannot manage multiple properties for multiple owners without having a real estate license. So when I say professional property manager, that's what we're talking about. Now, here's the challenge we run into with property management is that that when you have, typically what's happening out there is that you have an agent that is trying to do sales as well as property management. And when they're trying to do both, it's pretty tricky, right? You know, I'm going to have some guests come on the show, and they're going to be talking about their business that they run. And real quick with our guests, is this your one thing, running your business?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, perfect. I'm just making sure, because that's when I bring you guys on the show. The point I'm going to make is that it's very important, you know, as in property management and running your own business, is that you focus on it and try not to do multiple things at the same time, because then that's how you get really good. So back to Duke and his property management. That's their one thing. They don't do sales. They have a couple of different guarantees. One of them is that they have an eviction guarantee. If they put somebody in based on their parameters and for some reason it doesn't work out, they'll evict them on their dime and their time. So that's one of their other guarantees. They've got a communication guarantee. So, and then you know what? They're really good at plan Bs. Like in the studio, we're having technical difficulties getting people on the line. So guess what? We're not going to have any people calling in to talk on our show. So it's just going to be me and our guest today. And then maybe if we get it figured out, I'll maybe have Howard call in. But I don't think that's going to happen. But good news is that I will give you the open house report at the end of the show. So stay with us. But anyway, wrapping up with Duke, and if he were on the show, and what we would be talking about is that you really want to take a look at making sure that whoever whoever is managing your properties, it's a huge investment. You know, the average cost of a single family home is about $800,000. For a condo, it's about $500,000. And Duke would tell you if he was on the show, two things that they're doing. They are making sure that they're protecting your property, and number two, that your rent's coming in, protecting your income and protecting your property. So anyway, that's my plan B, because we couldn't get Duke on the line. I know that he has talked about those things in the past. He will be talking about those things in the future and other things with his updates. But that's it. If you want to get a hold of Duke and any of the people on his team, you can give them a call at 445-9223, 445-9223. Or check them out online at hipacificpm.com. Okay, guys and gals and all our awesome listeners that listen to us every week, and then they go and grab five other people to help listen to our show the next week. We are about to take a break. But stay with us. When we come back, we have some entrepreneurs, Selena and Bryce. They run a company called Bobo Brothers. They're going to be talking about that and how Winners Camp totally blew his mind as a child and how he's giving back today. So stay with us.
Tired of waiting 2 to 3 months to finalize your home loan or refinance? Jody Tonga and her team at Pacific Rim Mortgage have a turn time of 30 days or less by processing your loans locally.
Take advantage of today's low interest rates by calling our good friend Jody Tonga of Pacific Rim Mortgage. Her personal cell is 488-5510. That's 488-5510.
Hey, Adrian, guess what?
What, Atilio?
Jody has a huge secret.
Oh, yeah? What is it?
I can tell you.
Yes, you can.
Okay, here it is. Jody has a free home buying guide that reveals insider tips others may not want you to know.
Wow, how do I get this free home buying guide?
Easy. Just go to her website, pacificrim.com. That's PAC or PACRIMMTG.com.
I see the free home buyer guide has valuable information that can help me avoid mistakes and could cost me tens of thousands of dollars over the lifetime of my loan.
Yes. So check out their site. That's pacificrim.com or give her a call at 488-5510. That's 488-5510. What's the website?
It's PAC, P-A-C, RIM, R-I-M, Mortgage, M-T-G.com. Hawaii, NMLS ID 1032554.
If you're looking for an outstanding insurance agent that will personally help you during the moment of truth, we recommend Bradley Maruyama with Allstate Insurance.
So, Attilio, what do you mean by the moment of truth?
Well, the best insurance is the insurance you never have to use, but we know that's not how life works. So when life happens, you can count on Bradley and his team to exceed your expectations for your insurance needs.
Keep in mind that when buying a home, the cost of home insurance should be taken into consideration. I trust Bradley with my own personal home, so you should give him a call. Call Bradley with Allstate Insurance at 591-801.
Aloha to my friends in Hawaii. It's Colin Cowherd. Look, I've interviewed some great coaches and encountered brilliant strategists that are five steps ahead of everybody else. I've also invested in real estate all over the country. I've lived in 8 states. When it comes to selling your home in Hawaii, you have a brilliant real estate team in Adrian Lally and Attilio Leonardi of Team Lally with Keller Williams. They attract so many buyers locally, nationally, and internationally, they can either make an immediate cash offer on your home or sell it at a price and deadline you agree to, and they'll buy it. Their marketing plan on a completely different level. That's Team Lally. They've outsold every agent in Hawaii year after year. Check out why national real estate mogul and Shark Tank star Barbara Corcoran only recommends Team Lally in Hawaii, as well as national news talk host Sean Hannity. That's why I trust him. Write the number down, 799-9596, or go online to 808GuaranteedSale.com, 808GuaranteedSale.com, and start packing.
Hi, I'm Barbara Corcoran. To sell your home on time for the most money, you need a sharp agent with a marketing strategy that creates the most demand. Bottom line, you need a partner willing to put their own money on the line for you. In Hawaii, I would hire Adrian Lally and Attilio Leonardi. Their marketing strategy is so effective that if your home doesn't sell on terms you agree to, Team Lally will buy it. Partner with the team I trust. Go online or call and get your home sold.
When you're trying to find the best of the best, don't settle for an agent that's just like the rest. Pick a team that knows just what to do. From buying or selling, we work hard for you. Team Lally, the best real estate in the islands. 227-2703.
The Team Lally Real Estate Show continues. Give it to me, I'm worth it.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, You're listening to the Team Lally Real Estate Show, home of the Guaranteed Sold program, or we'll buy it. My name is Attilio, and you know what? My name is Attilio also, because that's the part where I'm supposed to say my name is Adrian. But if you have any questions, you can reach us at 799-9596. What's that number again? 799-9596. Or check us out on the web at teamlally.com. That's L-A-L-L-Y. So here we are. We're back. It's me, solo mio. That's Italian for it's just me on the show today. But good news is we still have our in-studio guests. So I'm going to be welcoming Serena and Bryce to the show. They are with Boba Bros, and we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about you guys. We might even talk about your kids. You know what? And we're going to say hello to your kids when we get to that point. So say their names on the show. And then we're going to talk about Winners Camp. We're going to talk about family. We're going to talk about business. We're going to talk about Winners Camp. Welcome to the show, Serena and Bryce. Nice. How are you guys doing?
Good. Wow, thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
So let's, local style. By the way, I'm born and raised here in Hawaii. I came via my mom, 1967. Born and raised here in Hawaii, lived here all my life. And would you guys agree we've got a different culture in Hawaii than in the mainland? Yeah, it's different. And so one of the things, like in the business environment, we don't just get down to business. We talk story a little bit, get to know each other, and then we go into the business. So here's that part where we're going to talk story, get to know each other. Tell me about your guys' history. Are you guys from Hawaii, not from Hawaii? Tell me about that story.
Yep, both born and raised here in Hawaii.
Okay, that begs the question. Okay, Bryce, what high school you went to?
Well, I'm a Kaiser grad, go Kaiser. Cougars.
Okay, and then?
McKinley.
McKinley. What was their mascot?
Tigers.
The Tigers. Go Tigers. Okay. So so you guys tell me, what's your guys' perception? Why do local people ask what high school you went to?
I think it's almost like in a very friendly way, it's like a territory thing, right?
Yeah.
Especially if you go to a rival school, you'd be like, I meet people from Kalani High School. I'm like, Kaiser's better. Cougar would eat a falcon in real life.
Yep, that's it. That's the predatory chain in the nature. So it's interesting because, and then I want to get to know you guys a little bit more, is that I thought it was just in Hawaii, but I was listening to a podcast in New Orleans. They do the same thing. And for them, it's like, oh, I went to so-and-so and we're in this parish. I don't think it has anything to do with it, but and then what the lady explained in that show is what it totally makes sense for Hawaii. Does it say a little bit about you what high school you went to? Yeah. In the mainland, they don't do that. They're more like what college maybe you graduated from. Because I think in the mainland, people are so spread out that when you say McKinley, in my mind, okay, town by Ala Moana Shopping Center.
Townie.
Yeah. When you say Kaiser, Hawaii Kai side, the east side, Sandy Beach, all of that stuff. And then, I'm Kamehameha School graduate. We're up on the mountain. If you said Farrington, I would say, oh, we's upper campus, you lower campus. But it's all good. We all on Oahu. But I think it creates connection between people. That's why we do that. Oh, what high school you went to? And then people from the mainland are like, why are you guys wondering what high school you went to? Leah, what high school you graduate from?
Castle.
Kaneohe. The Knights. So anyway, it creates connection and it tells a little bit about you without even having more conversation at that point. So, and then fast forward, you guys are entrepreneurs today. What was your career path like for both of you? Tell us about that history of your career path to now you guys own a business.
Well, I actually went to college for preschool education.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then I think, it was by chance that, I had kids and I realized that was not what I wanted to be when I have kids, I think just, kids at home is enough versus to kids all
about
day,
30 of them
every
in a
day.
Classroom. Yeah. So you never work for anybody else? You've always been kind of self-employed or a side hustle or?
No, so I actually work, I'm in reservations for United Airlines.
Oh, nice.
So that's my day job.
I like to say that she's the rock in the family. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm kind of like the dreamer. I'm the that Mylar balloon, right?
Yes.
She tethers me down, right? I'll be flying off into the infinite void. You know, it's interesting. When I met Serena, you know, she introduced me to the milk tea world, the bubble drink world that I wasn't really familiar with, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I actually got this idea, and we've had it for, I don't know, seven plus, you know, around 7 years now. We had this idea, but we didn't know how to act on it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was working corporate jobs. You know, we were doing good. It's a nice steady income, but I always had this dream, and it burned inside me. And my parents actually owned their own courier business. And so, you know, they kind of instilled it in me.
That entrepreneurial bug.
Spirit. Yeah.
Yeah.
And one day I was like, hey, Serena, I can't do this corporate life anymore. I'm quitting my job and we're jumping into this. And she was like, oh, no.
What?
She's like, you crazy. No. But obviously supportive, because fast forward, here you guys are all today, because you'd have been like either still married and in a business together, or you'd be like, you know, hit the road, Jack.
See you later.
Don't you come? No. And so tell me about your children. How many children, and what are their ages and their names?
We've got four boys, which that's how we came up with the name as well, Boba Bros. And he made the logo with four little
Boba Bros. That.
Yes. Our oldest is 8. He's a wonderful big brother. Then we have...
What's the 8-year-old's name?
Brady.
Brady. So we got Brady's 8.
Brady's 8. Bowen's 5. Brody is 3.
Okay.
And Blake, he is turning 1 in January.
I see they all have the letter B in their name.
Yes.
So
B for, not for Serena. That's
B for
sure.
Boba. B for Boba. So, like, you guys were so infatuated with Boba, you named, I was going to say, like, this is Boba, you know, be like George Foreman. Here's Boba 1, Boba 2, Boba 3, and Boba 4. Because all his kids is named George, but all his boys. So, you guys have the children. And, you know, I like it when you share that you went to college. Bryce, do you go to college? I'll take the pressure off the question. I'm a college dropout. Did you go to college? Or?
Yeah, I went to UH. Okay.
Both of you guys college graduates. I don't think you got a degree in boba, did you?
No. I actually got my degree in fire and environmental emergency response, if you can believe that.
Were you going to be a fireman?
No, that was I wanted to be like a fire inspector. I thought that was a pretty cool job.
Yeah.
To get, you know, and
with the fire department, with HFD.
Yep.
Similar. I had my dad was at the fire department for 35 years, and I took the test, but that was like the weekend before my girlfriend went break up with me, so I didn't do good on the test. And hence, here I am. I'm a realtor.
Meant to be, man.
Thank you, girlfriend, at that time. No. But the point I was making is that, you know, there's a lot of people right there. They're either parents, like I have one that just graduated from college and one in college. And it's a crossroads for either the young person or the parents. College education, go straight into a vocation, you know, whatever, you know, just that different paths. But we know statistically that 80% of college graduates do not end up in a career in the field they got their degree in. How was college helpful for you? So, you know, come back in time and help these parents that are at that crossroads with their children for college. You recommend it? Don't recommend it? What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, I don't got the statistics in front of me, and, you know, don't quote me.
Well, from you, from your personal experience.
Yeah. I mean, you know, just the Chinese in both of us.
Yeah.
I would say, if you can get a career in like engineering,
there's
really great fields. And if you hear some people speak about it, there's actually a huge lack of, like, you know, a high level skilled profession.
Yeah,
that aren't being filled because the education's not there. So I think there's definitely some need out there. But at the same time, right, you kind of got to weigh, like, hey, you know, sometimes you have this certain profession that you want to, I mean, like they say, you know, in Psy and in Winner's Camp, make your vocation your vacation.
Yes.
You got to do what you're passionate
Bring
about.
Bring passion to it, yeah. And I would agree with you, because I got, you know, I'm a college dropout, and I've been unemployable for the last 12 years. And what I mean by that is I cannot work for anybody else anymore. I've been unemployable. I work for myself for the last 12 years. And thinking with that, you would think, oh, kids, no need to go to college. Just do what I did. Nope. Didn't want to create their destiny for them. So what was good about being self-employed is that both of my kids are going to graduate with no student loans or anything, because I'm able to cover the difference because I am self-employed. and didn't have to borrow any money. Just they covered it with their academic scholarships, and then I covered the difference. So what I learned from that is that my son got really high level degrees and then got a good job. And then my daughter, she's an entrepreneur, and she's having more of a, not a specific degree, but I think it's providing them life experience. It's kind of like bridging.
Yeah, learning marketing, business. And yeah. There's so many great tools you can just learn.
Yeah.
And you can take and to do your own business.
That's it. And that's it from the college education, is you're taking those skills and the 80% that kind of overlap any kind of business, regardless of the degree, and putting it into use. So, okay. Now, the what was that for you? And let's go back to it, and then we'll talk more about your guys' business. What was that turning point? Was there a specific event or something that went on in your life? But what was a specific thing that said, hey, you know what? Out of here with the day job. Gonna do Boba Bros.
Well, yeah, well, it was me kind of jumping in and bringing her along. But, you know, just like you said, working that, always having that idea, kind of burning in the back of my head.
Yeah.
Man, I got this dream. When do I jump on it? You know, when's the good time? And working that corporate job, it was a good job.
Yeah.
And, you know, you get to a certain point, right, where you think something's going to happen. You're going to get that breakthrough in the job, and it doesn't go through, or you know, what they have, someone was going to happen for you, but it didn't happen to the degree you wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
You're thinking like, you know what? I think this is just going to be, you know, it's going to be on repeat for me.
Yeah.
You know, now's the best time than ever.
Then I know. For me, it was like, and Serena, what did you see in Bryce that said, hey, I'm going to support this? As opposed to, get the hell out of here. What are you, crazy? We need the health insurance. Well, we need the steady paycheck.
She's the steady paycheck and the health paycheck, insurance.
Yeah. I've got the health insurance. I'm like, okay, at least I can rely on myself for that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think it's because when I used to spend a lot of money on boba tea. And
yes.
He was like, okay, you got to stop that because it's just too much expenses on a monthly basis. And it was something different that he could provide for the kids as well, you know, to follow their dreams.
By role modeling in Hawaii,
it's hard really to enforce that.
It is.
It's just,
to do it.
Yeah.
So expensive.
The cost of living is just too high. Yeah. And, you know, I feel like I think the reason why we get along is also because he has that more that leadership dominant trait. And I'm more of that easygoing.
You're like, a supporter.
Okay, let's go. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, if he were to just be like, okay, you know, let's go back to the 9 to 5, I'd be like, okay, let's go.
She's the yin to my yang. You know,
It's funny you mentioned it earlier because for Adrian and I as business partners, she's more like we had an opportunity to do some coaching with Barbara Corcoran from Shark Tank. And what she said is, it's good to have partnerships in a business because not one person cannot be the yin and the yang. Mm-hmm. It's you're one or the other. And if you're one, then you're going to have weak spots that is not filled in. And then when you're the other, vice versa. So it's very complementary. I see your relationship. So she calls it the expander and the container. So I'm guessing what you were saying is that Serena's the container and you're the expander.
Absolutely.
But like you said, Barbara used the exact analogy. One's the balloon. And one's tethering it to the ground, because if the balloon floats away and just goes up into the atmosphere and explodes, that's not good.
But sometimes I want to let it go.
Yeah. Some days, right? So good. So you guys are how long have you guys been doing this business?
I mean, it's just been
March.
Yeah, just March. We just started it.
Oh, just started
ago.
It.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're glad to have you on the show.
It's been a crazy ride so far, too.
Now, here's the other question that I know people are asking. You know, it seems like everybody and their mother's doing a boba thing. What's your guys' unique value proposition? What's going to tell that consumer? Oh, by the way, where are your locations or your pop-ups, or where can people go get a Boba Bros boba?
Well, I always like to say, you know, visit our website. Well, I guess we'll get the information after.
Mm-hmm.
And
tell them
Instagram.
Now.
Okay,
what's the website?
It's bobabroshawaii.com.
Okay.
And also, please, also contact us or visit our Instagram, bobabroshi.
But what's your guys' business model right now? as far as how are consumers getting you guys' product?
So, you know, right now we're pop-ups. So okay. We do Kakaako.
Farmers Market.
We do Farmers Markets. We're also in the Kaiser. So Kakaako's on Saturdays right okay. now. And then we're in Kaiser's at Kaiser High School on Tuesdays.
Is that like a farmer's market at
Kaiser
High School?
As well, yeah.
And then the Kakaako one, is that another farmer's market?
Yep, that's another farmer's market.
Where? So, I've never been to either of those because I'm in Kapolei. But where, so for people who haven't been before, because we get some new people there, the one in Kakaako, like where in Kakaako is that one?
Is that the old Ward Warehouse, if you're familiar with that area?
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that parking? Yep.
Okay. And Alamana
Boulevard. Oh, yeah, I've seen it. Yeah. I've seen it. Like right across the street is like Kiwalo Basin or like
right,
the harbor.
Yep, yep.
Okay.
Exactly.
And like where whatever that fish place used to be.
The lot actually sits right on top of where Old Spaghetti Factory.
Oh, yeah.
Complex
oh, man.
Used to be.
That brings back some memories.
Yeah. Exactly.
Bummer, it's not there anymore. But anyway, I think like a piece of it is still there, a corner of it.
The little parking structure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The stairs. okay, so you guys are there on what days and what times?
So that one used to be Wednesday, Saturday. Now it's just Saturday, 8 to 12.
And 8 to 12, okay.
Yeah, at Kaiser. I think they're going to change the time. Currently it's 3 to 6.
3 to 6. Now that's the Kaiser one or the Kakaako one?
The 3 to 6 is Tuesdays at Kaiser High School.
Okay.
And then Saturdays, we're at Kakaako from 8 to 12 in the morning.
Okay. For those entrepreneurs out there that are thinking about, hey, this is how I'm going to start my business. Has this been a good profitable thing for y'all?
You know what?
In these venues?
You know what I would say to that is that just to kind of as a, you know, we're grassroots. It's grassroots is to get your typical mom and pop shop. You know, no, we didn't inherit any money. No one gave us money. We don't have like these investors coming in.
Yeah. No venture capitalists.
No venture capitalists. Yeah. Just like it was our idea. We're going to do it on our own dime.
Yeah.
Right. And the farmers market was just a great place to start where it's low cost. You know, you're pretty much just, it's the cost of your equipment. You're not having to like lease any space.
Yes.
So it was a great start. It's been a great, interesting adventure for us. I mean, we want to expand to doing other things.
Yes.
This is just a great place to just start where, you know, we're not putting up everything that things we don't
sign
have.
Sign some 5-year lease for $5,000 a month. And then, so it's interesting that you mentioned this because we're part of Keller Williams and part of the Keller Williams culture or business culture is that we lead with revenue. And what that means is you don't get into piles and piles of debt and then freak out when you have a slow month. We always put the profit of our business back into it. So that looks like what you guys are doing. So it means you don't go open up the big location and have some $200,000 loan and be squeezing because you're trying to make rent plus pay off the debt plus, you know, whatever. So good. It's good that you guys are doing these, building this business in this way. What, so you got the two, and then you were saying, were you saying that if somebody wanted like a party or something like that, that you guys can do stuff like that or no?
So another big thing that we do on the weekends would be we do boba bars.
Mm.
And that's a build your own boba bar kit. It's we bring everything for you and your guests to make your own drinks. So
nice.
We have, yep, any flavor you want. We bring the boba, we bring the other toppings and make the drink just how you like it.
Yeah.
And that's just, it's, boba is, like you said, just such a trending thing right now.
Yes.
And to bring one to your own party, right, makes it just a little more special.
That'd be super cool. And I think I you know, this show, our listener base, a lot of realtors, a lot of business people, believe it or not, a lot of people on the east side, you know, it's just, it's, you're going to, you know, and you're going to go listen to it later on when you guys hear it too, because you were on the show. So we just got two more listeners with the two guests in the studio. Oh, wait, six, because we got the four boys.
Yes.
And, oh, by the way, so right now, say hello to all of the boys by name.
Hey, Biggs. Hey, Bo. Hey, Brody. Ridiculous. And baby Blake.
Blake.
Mommy and Daddy are saying hello.
Hello.
Come closer to the radio. Okay. All right. So, so that's awesome in that aspect. This is, I like, so if radio is, what they call TV for the mind. So you got to describe things. So for our listeners, if you, go check out their website, but if you're in your car and you can't get to the website just yet, their logo is a big white circle and it has, four bobas stacked together. And then they're taking a sip of the bobo drink. And then the four big bobas are the boys. Now one's got like one is the one drinking on, one is had the mouth open, and then one is like cross-eyed, and then one is like yelling. Is that does it fit like their personalities
exactly.
or something?
Exactly. Oh, okay. You just described it.
Yeah.
We don't want to say who's who.
Who's crazy?
Which boba is who? But yeah, it's just them. It's
their
just
personalities.
Them. Yep, as boba.
I call it. I describe your logo with these big bobas all stacked up like that. They're like boba. Emoticons or something, or emojis, bobo emojis.
Yeah,
you guys should patent that. Maybe
I feel like we should.
You should.
Bobo emojis.
Copyright. Yes. You can give them a bobo emoji, but yeah. Sound like I'm talking Japanese. Bobo emoji. and then tell us about the name, because I think what's relatable about our show is like first of all, if you guys are at Kakaako Farmers Market and you're at Kaiser's Farmer Market. You got to come visit this this husband and wife team because local, right? You know, this is real life tribe. Why buy local? Because when you spend, so for those of you, I'll give you basic economics. When you spend money with Serena and Bryce, are you like mailing this money off to some corporate headquarters in the mainland?
Nope.
You're going to be spending them here in your businesses. And so there's what's called the multiplier effect. And when you spend money with local people, it actually does a economy a greater effect when you're spending it with locally owned businesses. So even if you don't like one boba drink that day, I think you should get one anyway to support your local family in this economy, right? How about that for a plug?
That's good. Thank you.
Thank you.
And you know what? I think you should get like four of them because you guys should take three home to share with your family because you guys are not stingy when you go farmer's market, right? Am I putting enough pressure on that? Yeah. Plus, they got four boys under the age of 8. Help this family out. Buy some boba. Boba for college, right? Do you have a boba college fund? We're just going to use the word boba in the front of all of our phrases from now on for the rest of the show. Tell us more. So the and then why is it Boba Bros?
Well, we started off, I think you should kind of explain where we started off with the name Box Cafe. That was our initial, and some of our mail actually still comes in as Box Cafe.
Box Cafe.
DBA Boba Rose.
Well, you know, we were having our fourth child, and I'm like, man, if this fourth child's gonna be a boy, I have to. It's so unlikely to have four boys.
Yes.
That I have
statistically.
Yep. Yeah. It, you know, it's just the odds are kind of stacked against you.
I know.
That.
What is it, the XX chromosome or XY? I forgot what it is.
I think it's X and a Y, yeah.
Yeah.
somehow I gave all Y chromosomes.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, we got to make something special with this. So
yes.
When we found out I was a boy, I'm like, Serena, we're naming this business Boba Bros. I don't, you know, it's just, it
came
we can, it's like you said, you know, like we're talking about legacy, mm-hmm. right? It's something that, you know, I'm not doing this for myself. I'm not, you know. This corporation, which is family owned, right? And another thing I just wanted to add, just to make us different too, is that we actually use local ingredients.
Oh, nice!
And I don't know if there's a lot of even drink places that can claim that.
Yes,
you know we use, you know, we're at the farmers market. We use, you know, almost every local fruit we can incorporate into
nice.
Boba.
Yeah, wherever possible.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we use locally sourced tea. And I don't know if a lot of places can say they use locally sourced tea.
Okay.
We use this green tea from Mauna Kea Tea Company. Mm. It's like a really amazing tea. And like you said, you know, buying local, shopping local, the money, you
just
know, the money is in
staying
local
economy,
yeah. You know, it's just, and like I said, like we're, I was mentioning earlier, I don't have a lot of boba places can say that, hey, will the money stay here, you know? And I,
well,
like, as we say.
And you know, when consumers are given the choice between two that they equally see as alike, they're going to want to support the one that's local, locally owned, locally, you know, giving back into the community with their profits, naturally. That would be everybody's preference, no matter where you live. You always want to support local businesses and local families. So tell me the, you know, because I'll tell you, I mean, just to give it some name recognition, you know what? I'm going to speak this into you guys' life right now. You guys are going to be big like Dutch Bros. Do you guys know about Dutch Bros in the mainland?
Their whole business model is something I would love to have replicate here.
I got to go to an event and the CEO came and spoke on the stage. This guy's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. So he comes out, slippers, jeans, T-shirt, and a backwards baseball cap. I forgot his name and stuff like that. My kids are in Arizona and Dutch Bros is big in Tempe. So that's why I'm familiar with it. And I will tell you, we go to this event, so up on the second level or whatever, so it's a 2 or 3 day event. It was, it was Dave Ramsey does this thing called Entre Leadership, and it's a summit. So he brings in all these speakers, and they were up on the second level. And, you know, you go up there, and I'll tell you, and it was like it was a pop-up. The energy was completely different there versus all the other vendors that were there. I mean, they were like, "Woo! I just saw some cool man!" I mean, they were like yelling. I come up. That's my personality. I'm like, "Yeah, I love your coffee!" And just everybody's yelling and screaming. It's all young millennials, but they're having a good time. But they got a good product, and I really like the message from the CEO. So I think every time somebody buys a boba, you should be like, "Yee-hoo! You just bought a boba." But their big business model is creating a fun atmosphere. They know people is not going to be working in the coffee shop forever and ever and ever. But while they're there, they're making it enjoyable. Mm-hmm. And I think that's been the key to the success. How do you guys have fun doing your business?
Well, it's funny you mention that because, you know, someone's working with family. It's a nice, interesting, complex.
Can be good and can be challenging.
But what's great, too, is that, you know, we both have, like, this desire for, like, the highest. Because we created all these recipes on our own, right?
Yeah.
We have such a high demand to make sure that it's great, you know, and I...
Tell me more about these recipes. What's some unique recipes you guys got? Or a different kind? Describe your flavors.
We have the original cream tea.
Our signature drink would be our creme tea. It's a take on a modern day milk tea, except it's all organic. So the tea is an organic black Assam.
Yeah.
We do organic cream instead of if you're familiar with milk tea, usually uses a non dairy creamer.
Okay.
We're using all organic cream.
Uh huh.
We actually make our own organic syrup.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And we just put that all together, and that's our own milk tea where it's all organic.
It's all original. Yeah. Original to you guys and stuff like that. I know. And then, you know what? I can tell these people are good marketers and good givers and just nice people in general. You know how I know? Because they brought a cooler with a couple of drinks into the studio. I'm sorry to be rude, but I've been drinking it during the show. I got the matcha one.
Matcha latte.
Because that's when I have the hot version of it. I'm not a coffee drinker. Mm-hmm. So the matcha is, what is matcha anyway? I don't even know what that is. I like the way it tastes. What is it?
So matcha is a green tea, and it's made into a powder form.
Okay.
So it's high nutritional value. It's really good for actually people who are trying to curb hunger as well.
Oh, nice.
You know, so with that you can, you know, have a drink, and especially when it comes with boba with tapioca on the bottom.
Yes.
You know, it's kind of like people are like, oh, is it a dessert? Is it a meal, you know? And
I'm being good and bad at the same time. I'm getting the green tea, but I'm eating the tapioca.
Exactly. So high in antioxidants because it's a green tea.
Yeah.
You know, you eat less because it helps to curb hunger.
Uh-huh.
So just lots of beneficial factors. And actually, that's one of our best sellers.
Is the matcha one?
Matcha. People actually buy it. We do it by the quart size. So we do a mason jar quart size, and we have it pre-order. Whenever we can.
Yeah.
So we'll put that on Instagram when we are taking in pre-orders.
Oh, nice.
So that was an unexpected bestseller for us. We never, when we made that, we never expected it for it to be such a popular thing for us.
The other thing, too, I noticed is you guys have that, like, the sealed top. It's not like you guys have the machine or something that does that?
Yeah, I think the big thing for me when we're starting this business is, to be a legitimate boba shop, we have to have a cup sealer machine.
Cup sealer, that's what it is.
Yeah.
So, because I drink bobas quite a bit, and some places have and some places don't, but I don't know, it's just a really satisfying feeling to be able to plunge my straw right through that seal.
There is.
And stab my boba and get to drinking.
And, you know, I kind of base people's personalities and how they stab that.
Yeah.
It in. Somebody do center, some do off center.
Yeah.
You know?
Mine's right in the center. That's going to be like a...
Interesting.
Like fortune teller type thing. Oh, he's a... He's
with a
off.
Blue straw. Too. It's like a blue straw in center.
Yeah, but okay. And then, so people, give them the website one more time. What's the website?
BobaBrosHawaii.com. That's B-O-B-A-B-R-O-S hawaii.com.
So you go there and you guys can check out, obviously, where you guys are at.
Yeah, we'll have where we're at there. We take our pre-orders there. You can make your pre-orders through there.
Do people pre-order? Tell me about the pre-order. Because you got your farmer's market, you can do parties, and now you got the pre-order. What's the pre-order?
We'll talk about the one customer. She actually kind of started it for us.
So, yeah, we have this one. She's actually a local. She owns her own local jewelry business as well.
Yeah.
And she, you know, she was the one she kept coming back to us, you know, and I've known her actually for years.
Yeah.
She ordered two or three watches because we'd only be open, you know, 2-3 days a week. She ordered two or three to last her to the next market.
Oh, really?
And so she's like, you should do like a jar of it. Yeah. Something like to go. And so we're like, oh, that's a good idea. But I don't think we actually took off with that until like a month or two later. When we realize, okay, you know, we want something that can be reusable for
people. See
jar.
It online and they're like, whoa, this is pretty cool. Can we get this too?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we make all our stuff in small batches, right?
Yes.
Just to make sure
keep
the quality is there. And so that's why we had to pre-order it because if people are ordering it right then and there. Kind
yeah.
Of
can I get 10 matches to go in a mason jar? Like, no.
And we'll sold out. We'll have sold out sign there.
So they pre-order and then, so they order online and then they come to whichever the location that's convenient for them, or you're coordinating where they're coming and getting.
And we met people before. It's not unusual for us. We're a mom pop shop. We're not bound by any weird rules or anything like that. Yeah. Like, hey, you can meet here. Let's meet here.
So as of right now, we're still doing orders through Instagram because our website just started.
Okay.
But we've been getting a lot of inquiries as well on our email address, which is boba@bobabroshawaii.com.
That right there tells you something because I do a coaching. I have brand new agents that join our Keller Williams, and I go through the top 10 mistakes that I've made as a business person. And, you know, a wise person learns from their own mistakes, but a happy person learns from the mistakes of others. Is I tell them, don't have the serena@gmail.com. Have the professional. You know, it's Atilio at teamlally.com.
Just spend a few extra bucks. Yeah. Get the website and your email address.
It's not even that much. I mean, GoDaddy, you can get the masked email, and then it's probably still running through Gmail, right?
Yeah. G Suite, yeah.
Yeah, and so that's one of the things, because here's what one of my top 10 things that I share with my agents, and for you business people listening or wannabe, we call them wantrepreneurs. You know what a wantrepreneur is? They want to be an entrepreneur, but they never take the steps to do it. So for all you guys are entrepreneurs. You're no longer the wantrepreneur. Get a professional email. You know, when you see those guerrilla marketing signs like, hey, is your, you know, main drain line plugged? Call me. I call those all the time because I'm like, if they went through that of doing the guerrilla marketing of the street sign, I want to call them. And they do that, and then I call them, get the generic voicemail. And then there's nothing saying what kind of business this is. And then most of the time, they don't even have email, no website. And those are like super basic things that you should have ready to go for, because they don't cost a lot of money, especially in today's day and age. But I call it managing the evidence. So give the people that email one more time for their pre-orders that they're all going to be slamming you guys with. What is the email again?
It'll be boba, so B-O-B-A, bobabroshawaii.com.
Now, when I talked about the email, how come you was pointing at Serena? Was it like she's the brains behind that?
You know, we had other people to tell us, he's got a Gmail. He's got a Gmail. I'm like, no. I mean, you know, as someone someone wanted to be a entrepreneur.
You've been in corporate America. Yeah, do they do that at corporate America?
You know, exactly.
No.
I mean, it's so much more. I just felt it was so much more professional when I was dealing when they had their own website,
professional email,
you know,
and website.
And I like that. I'm like, as soon as we get this website up, we're having an email with everything in it.
And you guys got the domain name, because I'll tell you, here's a big mistake. I did this in so I've always had a side hustle. And probably about 25 years ago, I used to sell yo-yos. I started selling on eBay. I was making plenty of money. It was a pretty good side hustle right when eBay came out. Then I went to the mall and open up a kiosk, and I told people, hey, my website's coming pretty soon. It's yoyoatilio.com. Guess what? One of my competitors on eBay, because I've done over 1,500 auctions on eBay and 99.9% positive rating. Very proud of that. He registered my domain name. And I went to research it. There's nothing you can do.
Oh. Well,
it's not like it's a dirty trick, but so that's why another thing I tell people, get the domain name. Don't start talking about it. Get the domain name first, because it's like $10 to get a domain name. And if that domain name stinks, then yeah, give it back. Release it to the universe, but get it first. Because so what else, what other tips or what else have you guys done as far as like your business mapping right here, steps that you guys have been doing in your business? So you got your physical, you know, you're showing up in the real world. You got your website. You got Instagram. What are you guys doing for social media? Not like this right or wrong, but just what are you guys doing?
I mean, there's so much to learn when you're having your own business versus a personal account.
Yeah.
When you're on Instagram and you're trying to understand like how to expand, right? You know, you learn stuff like about the explore page and likes, and you learn about the Instagram insight. And it's been an interesting adventure.
Yeah.
And just learning how to hashtag correctly. Because there's like, you can over hashtag and actually hurt yourself, right?
Yes.
What I've learned, you hashtag the wrong thing or you hashtag something that's too popular.
Yeah.
You'll never make it on the explore page because it's, you know, you're just going to fall.
You got to be in that sweet spot.
Yeah. You have to get that sweet spot.
Well, I learned two things. If you Google the word Google, your computer could explode. Also, if you hashtag the word hashtag, your computer could explode. So don't do either of those. No, that's not true. I'm just joking with you guys. So what is your guys' hashtag? Is it Boba Bros? Hashtag Boba Bros?
Boba underscore bros.
What's our hashtag?
So it's hashtag.
I'm sorry.
Our hashtag is Boba Bros High.
Oh, yeah.
And we
when
also.
When you say hashtag, you got to go like this.
Hashtag.
There you go. We got the two. So for you guys and the listeners, we got the peace sign, but we're like slapping the peace signs together. It was an SNL.
We used to call that a pound sign. Remember we used to call that a pound sign? And now it's called a hashtag.
Now you're like, you tell millennials like now, it's pound sign. What the hell is a pound sign?
Pound 67. What's pound?
Pound 67. Oh, you know, I don't understand. I'm going to pound you right now. But it's hashtag. So hashtag Boba underscore bros.
Hashtag is Boba Bros High, and our other hashtag is Creme Tea.
Creme Tea, okay.
It was our drink. I think you know, it's special. We're like, you know what? I'm gonna try and own this hashtag. So
our new one, I think, is Mo Matcha.
Mo Matcha.
For that local, you know, we wanted to make it very local friendly.
Yeah.
And because our matcha has been taking off so well, I was telling him, you know, it's.
I think it should be Mo Better Matcha. No,
more matcha, more better.
There you go. Well, you know, here's what we're going to do. We were going to talk about some other things. We already ran out of time coming to the end of our show. I think, you know, when you have that radio show, they got like second date update. I think we're going to bring you guys back on the show in a couple of months. And let's check in and see how Boba Bros is doing. So it's bobabros.com.
Yep.
And then on Instagram, it's
Boba underscore bros. Underscore high.
All right. So we're coming to the end of our show. Thanks so much for being on the show. We want to thank our listeners and thank our sponsors, Jody Tonga and Derek Tonga of Pacific Ring Mortgage, Bradley Moriyama of Allstate Insurance, Kenji Vendetta of Pillar to Post Home Inspections, Janice Merlin, Dreamhouse Drafting, John Speed, Kilauea Pest Control, Duke Kim Han of Hawaii Pacific Property Management, and Thomas Patterson of Patterson Land Surveying. If you want to get a hold of any of our sponsors, just go to teamlally.com. We also want to give a big thank you to Leah, our producer here in the studio. Jee-hoo! Make sure to tune in next week. We'll have one of our awesome guests talking about something that's going to change your life forever. This is the Team Lally Real Estate Show, home of the Guaranteed Sold Program. If we can't sell your home at the suggested upon price and terms, we will have it bought for cash.
Thanks and aloha!
The preceding program was sponsored by Team Lally.